Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll get back
coming up in this series.
We'll get back to the Phillies phones in a second. Hold on. But so Joe Douglas, the right-hand man of Howie Roseman, was thought to be the front runner for the Jets job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So last night, it seemed like if you were reading Adam Schefter tweeted something out, and Lockenfora tweeted something out. So here's Lockenfora. Every expectation remains that Joe Douglas will be the Jets' next GM. Hearing the sides discussing financials over budget for dollars to pay staff as he reshapes the front office, blah, 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 blah. The announcement could come this week. And then Jason McIntyre, who does stuff on Fox Sports 1, and he's the guy from The Big Lead, the founder of The Big Lead, he tweets the following. The Jets are not thrilled with the perception that Joe Douglas has the GM job if he wants it. And then following that, another tweet came out that said Joe Douglas turned down the job because of dollars. So Jets are lowballing him. He's saying, I need more money for a staff. The Jets are saying, no, we're not giving you that money. The Jets are reportedly saying that, like, they're worried that they'd be like, hey, man, that's not Joe Douglas going around telling everybody this is his job if he wants it. Like, that's not the case. It just seems like the MO for the Jets. Where they're screwing this up.
Yeah. Good luck, New York.
If this is the guy you want, you go get him.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of big names out there right now that are available.
He's not leaving the Eagles unless he gets what he wants. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. Why would he leave the Philadelphia Eagles to go be your underling? Like, are you kidding me? You're talking about bringing in a guy who helped put together a Super Bowl winning roster. When's the last time the Jets won anything of relevance? When's the last time Adam Gase won anything of relevance? So either you want a guy or you don't want the guy. This is why the Jets are in the position that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can have a guy come in and in 6 months fire your GM because he doesn't like him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You can hire Adam Gase and he comes in and causes you to get rid of the GM that's already in place. So Chris Johnson, the son of Woody Johnson, I believe, he's running the show up there. Great job running Pop. Running his brother.
Yep.
Running the shop up there.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah, great job. Let Adam Gase run your team.
Manish Mehta of the Daily News up there in New York says that Joe Douglas is Adam Gase's choice to be Jets GM. If Douglas wants it, it should be his job. Meet Douglas halfway on control issues, offer a fair 5-year deal, and don't go cheap on staffers he wants to bring aboard. This shouldn't be complicated for Chris Johnson.
Exactly.
They're complicating it.
Yeah.
And you know what that tells me? He shouldn't take this job. I know ultimately it's going to be tough for him to pass up, and it would be tough for me to pass up too, but this is just screaming bad idea.
Well, if they're not going to give you control, then you don't take the job. If he has the control as a GM would have, where he's coming in running the show, then you take the job.
Doesn't seem like
that's the only reason why he would leave here. He doesn't have final say here.
Yeah, he'd rather have not final say here than not final say up there.
Right.
But it seems like there'll at least be a sharing of control, which to me also is an issue because now both these guys are going to be competing to the owner. If they each separately report to the owner, who is an idiot, then what exactly is going on? You know what I mean?
Well, let me tell you this. This is what happens in front offices. This is what happens. You know, your GM or your pro personnel guy can put together a draft board, but the guy with final say is the one who decides who he's going to
exactly,
pick.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. Which, that's why Howie's the GM of this team.
Correct.
Because he has final say on personnel matters.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want Joe Douglas to come take over your front office, you let him take over the front office. That's what Cleveland did with
John Dorsey. Yep.
That's what Cleveland did with John Dorsey. You gave John Dorsey control. You know why John Dorsey was out of Kansas City?
Because Andy Reid wanted control.
Because Andy Reid wanted control.
But that's what I'm saying. All these guys do is maneuver for control.
Yeah.
Right. Andy did it here.
Yeah.
Mo Drack was sharing control. Andy Reid came in. Then Mo Drack was gone.
They all do it, John.
I know.
All of them. That's all of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So shifted it to Howie.
Yeah.
And now Joe Douglas is going to be going up there, even though maybe him and Gase are friends right now. One guy's got to be in charge. One guy's got to have final say. And what, like you said, what's going to happen is they're going to lobby in their own way to be that guy.
Yeah. Well, believe me, he's not going unless he's getting final say.
Well, we'll keep you updated on it.
Yeah, so I hope he stays. I didn't want him to go anyway because I think he finally had more say in the draft, and we wind up with Andre Dillard. We wind up with
Junior.
Yeah, Miles Sanders, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. How about that, Arcega? He said that's how you pronounce his name. Not Arcega, it's Arcega.
I can't change.
Yeah, it's going to be Arcega, JJ. Just bank on that at least for 2 years until we actually get it right.
We still have people to call Kevin Cobb, Kevin Kolb. Yeah. You think we're going to stop that?
Yes. So, and then who was the other pick? The Sharif Miller. So, you know, I'm excited about this draft more than I was the past couple of drafts because it looks like we took no-brainers.
And guys that
we took no-brainer
now.
Guys. We took guys that when they're on the board, when Miles Sanders is there, oh, should we take a running back in the second round or should we wait to the fifth round to get one? Take the freaking best running back in the draft. I mean, that's what you do. You don't go through a hole. Well, we don't value running backs.
They did it.
Yeah. No, they took the guy that's obvious, that was obviously the best player there. So I'm excited about this. I'm glad Joe Douglas isn't going anywhere. He's also a big reason Alshon and all those other guys were here because he had personal experience with those guys. He knew them. He's the one who's pushing Howie. Yeah, it's okay to sign Alshon. He's a great guy. He's a great locker room guy. I know he has some injury histories, but still a good guy to sign. Tim Jernigan, yeah, I know him as well. He's a good guy to bring you here. Jordan Howard, oh, yeah, know him. Yeah, like, this is the guy. Howie doesn't know the guys.
Nope.
So,
well, not he doesn't have the personal experience like you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. No doubt.
You're gonna need somebody there. So I'm actually happy Joe Douglas is staying.
No doubt about it. We have a foursome in the Marks and Reese Invitational. I think he's still gone.
He still may leave.
I think he's still gone. You have to ask yourself, where is this information coming from? It's coming from his agent.
From Joe's?
I would think it's coming from his agent to make the – because the Jets aren't going to put something out to make themselves look bad.
Right. This is to turn the heat up on the Jets from the fans.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Probably got him an extra million a year.
Well, it seems like the money is for staff.
Yes, that
like,
too.
Like he wants to bring certain people with him.
Joe Douglas doesn't want to hear, no, we're not going to give you this amount of money for your staff. Because he says, well, then we're not going to win because I don't have the money that I need to get the right guys.
To get such and such to leave the
their
Eagles.
Job, yes.
Yeah, they got to leave here to go with Joe.
Yeah.
It has to be worth it to him.
This whole thing just tells you the Jets are in.
Good job.
Total chaos. All right, so we have the final foursome in the Marks and Reese Invitational up for grabs today, and also a spot in the Eagles Football Academy Youth Football Clinic for your boy or your girl age 7 to 16 at the NovaCare Complex. It's June 16th, that's a Sunday, and Saturday, June 22nd. You can get more information at philadelphiaeagles.com/Eagles Academy.
It's on Father's Day?
Is that when it is?
June 16th.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, hey.
That's a good gift to have, go down there with your kid and watch him run around.
Nah. Mother's Day, we shut down the whole country. Nothing's open on Mother's Day. Father's Day, we got events scheduled. You know, my flag football championship is on Father's Day. I'm like, really?
You have to cut the
lawn. Mother's Day is kind of about taking care of the father. Father's Day kind of about like you think about the classic Father's Day gifts. Like you get a grill. Oh, so you can cook for us. Or you get a tie. Oh, so you can go to work for us. Like it's not really an endearing holiday.
Oh, no. I have to treat Mother's Day like Christmas almost,
man.
Or a birthday.
Don't even get me started there.
It's unbelievable. So the question we're asking, because Ben said to us pre-show, he's like, you know what? Like, I know I'm supposed to hate Kawhi, but I don't. I really like him. And we all agreed. I love Kawhi. I do. And I don't even know if we were supposed to hate him. But if you're a great player on another team that beats you, I guess you're supposed to hate them, right? So
I know what? If he stays in Toronto, I will start hating him.
Much. Beating the Sixers
beating
every
the
year.
Hell out of us every year.
So who are the players that we should hate, you were supposed to hate, but you don't? Chris in Brookhaven. Chris, how are you?
What's up, boys?
Yo.
What up, Chris?
Hi, Chris.
How you guys doing? Love your show, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you,
brother.
Appreciate it.
Listen, let me get to my Phillies point real quick.
Yes.
And then I'll answer that question. The thing is, like, what are you exactly looking for in the outfield as analysts? Because, like, I'm 41 years old. I'll be 41 next month to the day. And the outfield is not that hard to play. Are you just looking for batting percentage or on-base percentage? Or are you actually looking for actual defense?
Looking for an outfielder. I don't know what to say other than that. Jay Bruce is a left fielder that is a suspect bat despite what he's been doing the last couple games with the Phillies. And Adam Haseley is a guy that, he had a good game yesterday, and I'm fine with him getting at bats, but ultimately he's not going to be your starting center fielder. I need a guy that's been there and done that.
He might be.
Hopefully he is. Hopefully he is, and you don't have to. But even if those guys are your starters, who's your fourth outfielder right now?
That's a good question.
Who's your fifth outfielder right now?
There is none.
Right.
Well, you got Nick Williams you can always bring back.
That's the thing. Here's the deal. With the way that Gabe likes to run the team, Christ, if he could pitch Hoskins if he could, he probably would in a situation. Can't you just get your best glove with the best batting average down in the minors and just see how this works out? We have 17 games. I think that's the stat that we saw, 17 games that are not Miami teams that we have to play against in our own division before the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
So we could use that as a measuring stick as maybe, bringing guys up or something like that.
Yeah, but see, Chris, here's the thing. Who are you going to bring up? You have guys that are career minor leaguers or other players that just aren't ready. They don't have a lot of bats in the minors that are ready to come up right now. Hell, I don't know if Haseley's ready to do it right now.
That's what I'm saying. Deion Kidd had a big hit last night. I mean, he's no superstar.
He's going to get a chance because they have nobody else. And that's fine.
That's true. No, I agree. I was just kind of, I just wanted to take your temperature on what you think a great outfielder is. I mean, there's no Milt Thompsons, Ken Griffey's, or even
Milt Thompson.
Victorino's out there right now to even try to.
That's even available, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No. Any guys that are available for a reason. No, I'm looking for a guy that's been there, done that, can play the position, knows the. People don't know if Haseley can actually be an everyday center fielder or not. He's going to get a shot. That's for sure.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm actually happy for the kid after what he did yesterday. And how about that game? Telling you, that was
a great game.
Enjoyable to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great game.
All right. So my answer is Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby. You know why? Because I just call him Sidney. I don't even call him Crosby. It's too masculine. Like, he's a crybaby, but he is so good. It's ridiculous. I love to watch him play. I love it. He's that good. And Philly fans, if you were at the Super Bowl parade, you would know we even had banners hating Sidney Crosby.
We did?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we did.
All right. It's a good one, Chris. Thank you.
Well, the definition of an opposing player you hate is kind of one that you would love if they were here, right?
Like, yeah, that's separate.
If Zeke was here, we would love him. But there's some opposing players that you just legitimately hate who they are. Like, you hate who they are so much that even if they were here, I don't know if they would be embraced.
Like who?
Like Dez Bryant.
Like Dez Bryant. Dez is a great example.
Like, he said Dez Bryant. I'm sitting there like...
Yeah, no.
If Dez was here, we would hate Dez.
Remember we yelled about that last year? I was like, dude, I do not want Dez Bryant here.
Yep. No, I agree with you 100%. No, the Pete Rose example of the guy. Bryce Harper is that guy.
Yeah,
hated Bryce Harper on the Nationals.
Yeah, I didn't.
No,
he would be the guy that even if he were still on the Nationals, he would be the guy to be like, yeah, that's a guy I root for. Bryce Harper, I like Bryce Harper, man, he's a football player in baseball cleats.
I mean, I do like him, but I didn't. No? I did not. No, I did not.
I yelled at Cole for throwing at him.
I did not. Let's go to Dodd.
That wasn't fun either that day.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.